The Primo boys are in the house.
Yes.
And Keith Primo is joining us around the table. What did he just do over there? What happened?
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about. I didn't think we sewered each other on our show.
You guys sewered me the whole afternoon.
Earlier in the show, we did sewer you, Brian.
Good to see you, Keith.
Nice
how you doing,
see you,
man?
As well. I'm doing well, thank you.
So how often do you get down here? I know it only happens once a year, but is this every year you're at the hall?
It's not, actually. This would be my first time coming for this event. I still live in southern New Jersey, just outside of Philadelphia, and it just so happened I was in town on business wrapped it around tonight's festivities, and happy to be here.
Awesome. So are you in the seats, or are you downstairs at the party?
No, I'm with you guys. I'm just up here for the social hour.
Sure, it's social hour, and then it continues on. We were talking about spilling downstairs. That's where it's the petting zoo and the meet and greet, and you just go. And there is a lot of the who's who here, but it's nice for you, but to see people that you haven't seen in a long time.
It really is, and you know, I don't get around it enough, I think.
Yeah.
And it brings back all those great memories, and you get to reminisce and rub elbows and other things with former teammates. But certainly excited to be here.
All right, so without telling too much, what was it like playing with this guy here?
Let's go back when O was, you know, a young player in Toronto with minor hockey, and because he's the same age as my brother Wayne, and they grew up playing against each other, and all I ever heard, and Wayne was a pretty good player in minor hockey, was this Jeff O'Neill, and playing in the Greater Toronto area, and he was a standout. He was a great player, and he parlayed that into a great career. And he was a young guy when I played with him in Hartford and then Carolina. And I saw just a few guys on that team, even the coach. We had Paul Maurice. I saw them kind of go to the next level. And when he hit the next level, he was there. He had it for a long time. He scored a bunch of goals, I had a great career. Loved playing with him, and he's a great kid.
How's that sound, O?
That's better than what I thought was coming.
Well, I'm sure he's got things that he can't share on
Well, that's what normal
radio.
People do, Brian. That's what good teammates
Oh, now
do.
You're mad at me.
Oh, yeah.
You're Mr. Hollywood over here taking pictures and leaving me hanging on the air.
Dude, you're the most gifted host of the world.
He would actually
can't drag it out for a minute.
He would actually enjoy if we disappeared for an hour so we could have the Brian Hayes show.
Well,
and he's mad at us for taking a photo.
30 seconds. We're 30 seconds taking a picture, and he's losing his mind.
Is that why you're sitting over here quiet, though?
he's terrified of what you could say about him on air. I mean, is there anything like – he's told stories, many stories of Paul Maurice being hard on him and stuff like that. But, I mean, the jokes, the attitude, I mean, is there stuff that you miss about the game other than playing the game? Is it the dressing room? Is it the camaraderie, that type of stuff?
For sure, it's the camaraderie. You know, it's interesting because people always say to me, what was your favorite thing about the game? I said, the travel. And they go, what was the worst thing about the game? I said, the travel. it was the both. You know, I had a young family, and so, you know, I spent a lot of time away from the kids, but you know, it made it easier and softer being around the group of guys, and that was, you know, I think that's the biggest part of the game I miss is that feeling, and you get that feeling a little bit walking in here, like you said, you know, seeing so many familiar faces. I wish I did it more.
Yeah.
How's your health, Keith? I know you had some concussion problems. I don't know if you want to talk about that. Don't want to talk about that. But just overall in general.
Yeah, I'm doing much better. It was my last concussion was in 2005. I had to retire in 2006. And it took me the better part of 7 years before I felt healthy. At that time, I was able to turn a corner, and I've been pretty good ever since. You know, I have my days where you know it's not great. If my immunity's down or I get sick, it goes right to my head. It's not nowhere else. But you know, I never let it keep me down. I always had more to live for than to not, and I'm in a good place now. So I appreciate the question. I have no problem talking about it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of hatred for the game, or as far as that causing the problems? Because I know that there's some guys that aren't happy. They send out tweets, and you know, they want retribution. I don't know what, but it's like, do you have hate for the game?
No, not at all. And I was, you know, I was asked to be a part of the concussion lawsuit, and it was something that I didn't have to think about hard, because everything I have I owe to the game.
Right.
I also feel that, you know, there were some decisions in the course of my career that I made that, you know, that I take responsibility for, did the team stop me from playing when I said I wanted to play? No, but I don't think, my personal opinion is that I don't feel as though they knew any more than I did at the time. And
right.
And if they did, then shame on me and shame on them. I always appreciated the opportunity to play in the, you know, greatest league in the world for 15 years, nothing to feel sorry for or bad about.
With Keith Primo, we're live at the Hockey Hall of Fame.
One of the most bizarre things I've ever witnessed in the game is I was hurt in Hartford, and we were playing Buffalo, and Keith fought his brother.
I remember.
How much, like, our moms are a big part of our hockey careers, but how much did she hate your guts that night?
It's so funny. It was actually the first time that we'd ever played against each other professionally. It was in Hartford. Wayne had just been called up to Buffalo. It was late in the year, and we were fighting for a playoff spot, and we were down 2-0 towards the end of the second period. Wayne kind of ran Berkey, and there was a big melee at the net, and we skate off in the corner, and a fight broke out on the other side of the ice, and so everybody raced over there, and Bob Bugner was standing there with us, and he said, okay, no fighting. And he looked at us, he's like, well, you guys aren't going to fight, you're brothers. So he left, and then the building started chanting my name. I think it was mine, maybe they were chanting Wayne's. And so I said to him, I asked him if he wanted to go, and I thought he would say no, and he said, I don't care. So we end up fighting, being the end of the period, to serve my penalty, I had to go to the locker room. Yeah. So I literally went down the tunnel, into the locker room with my gear on, into the trainer's room, picked up the phone, called the house, and my dad picks up the phone, and he's laughing. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry, you know, it shouldn't happen. He's like, no, it's part of the game.
Oh.
And in the background, I hear my mom and my sister go, no, it's not okay. He's older. He should have known better. And and my dad changed his tone in a hurry, too.
Yeah he's awesome. Got to be careful, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He's not in the rink.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, get away from the fighting and that type of stuff. You scored that, was it 5 OT goal against Pittsburgh, was it?
And
2000 playoffs. Like, that game, I remember just it being so long. And, I mean, take us through it. And then also, were you guys, I'd heard, again, you can shed light on it. You guys were eating pizza and stuff in between periods. Like, what was going on in that game?
Yeah, it was five overtimes. And we were down to Pittsburgh 2-1.
Preams, I left Raleigh to come home for the summer at the start of the game when I had it on my radio station.
Yeah.
And the game ended when I was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That's how long it was.
Yeah.
Raleigh to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, amazing. And, you know, when I scored, I guess I kind of knew that it was going to be something memorable because of the length of the game. But at the end of the day, it was just a win. Like, we fought our way back into the series. That was it. But literally, and I think we were able to get through it because of the cast of characters we had in that locker room. You know, Keith Jones and Rick Tockett, Chris Therrien, and these guys are all guys who are in radio and TV now, right? It's usually at the end of the game, you guys remember, they'd order pizza.
Yeah.
So first overtime, we're eating the pizza.
Yeah.
Then the pizza's gone. Now we're into the coach's popcorn. So after the second overtime, popcorn's gone. Third overtime, we're eating the back then it was those power gels.
Yeah, the Gatorade power gels.
Fourth overtime, going into the fifth, there was nothing left.
Really?
Yeah, we had nothing left to eat, but guys were like hunting in guys' bags. And who has snacks to munch on? But it ended up being a long night. And we got back to Philadelphia about 7 in the morning. We were in the locker room before the game. It was a Wednesday night in Pittsburgh, and back then they really adjusted. They do now too, but that's when they first started adjusting playoff series for television.
Yeah.
So our next game wasn't going to be till Saturday afternoon, and we were like, "Oh, I wish we'd just play Friday night. Let's keep this thing moving."
Yeah.
We end up going 2:30 in the morning Thursday. We were glad we had the extra day to recover.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy it here tonight, it's good to have you back in town. We really appreciate you joining us around the table, and we'll have to talk to Wayne, see who actually won that fight. You think you won that fight? It's on YouTube.
I know who won that fight. I know who won that fight. I know who would win the fight today, too.
Right. Great seeing you, man.
Yeah, thanks for the time, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay.
There's Keith Primo.